John and I and Steve and a number of others were much involved in the ARPANET program. All of us worked in Len Kleinmach's laboratories at UCLA. John became the RFC editor at Steve Crocker's request. He worked very closely with the SRI Network Information Center in that process, and they also participated very strongly in keeping track of a lot of the documentation, which allowed both the ARPANET and the Internet to develop. John also happens to have gone to the same high school that Steve Crocker and I went to. We were in three different classes, one and a half semester apart from each other. These were back in the days when you could actually have spring graduations as well as summer graduations. So I was winter 61. Steve was probably summer of 61. And John was after that. So we didn't actually team up until we found ourselves graduate students at UCLA in the around 1967 or so, 68. So John was our resident hippie. He was always the long beard and the sandals and very relaxed. He had an interesting style. He didn't like conflict very much. And so if people were in conflict, his standard solution was, "Well, when you figure it out, come and tell me, and we'll institute whatever compromise or solution you've come up with," rather than being put on the spot trying to make a decision himself. He was capable of being very stubborn at times. One example of stubbornness is insisting that the RFCs remain ASCII forever and ever, amen. And people would try to get alternative formats in that would allow for easier drawings, for example, than just ASCII sketches. But John stuck to his guns, and I think with good reason, because over the period of 30 or so years, more than that now, it's the case that those documents have always been interpretable with available software, unlike things that might have been in WordPerfect or, PDF or Microsoft Word, which sort of work today, but older versions don't, and it's a real nightmare out there. So John was a purist on that regard, and very determined to keep things as simple as possible.